Thank you. Greetings, friends. Another of the great I Ams in the Gospel by John is found in the 8th chapter and verse 12. Here the Lord speaks again, and he uses that tremendous term, I am, A-M. He ever was, never ceased to be, the great I Am of eternity, the present one, the one that was ever there, without beginning, without end. As he says, he's an order, he's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who has no recorded father or mother, beginning or ending. So he's a symbol and type of the Lord Jesus, who ever was, the God the Son, never was anything else. From eternity to eternity, God. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. My, what a statement. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. Oh, yes, the light that's worthwhile. The light that makes men to be honest. The light that makes men to walk as men, as honest men, as righteous men, as noble men, as gentle men. For a gentle man is just a gentle man. I am the light of the world. The world is in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. No. The world loved darkness. Man loved darkness rather than light because, why? His deeds are evil. And here in the preceding verses, we have the woman of Samaria who was taken. The Pharisees said in the act of sin of adultery. And they come together. And they bring her to the Lord Jesus, and they say, trying to catch the Lord Jesus, it wasn't that they had any other motive. Their motive was to try and overturn, upset, or catch the Lord Jesus where he had said something that they could take fault or find fault with it. Now Moses, they said in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? Oh, yes, they wanted them to say something contrary to the law. Oh, they would have been happy if they could have caught him. What did the Lord Jesus say? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. That bears out what we've just said. That's verse 6. But Jesus didn't answer them. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin, let him first cast a stone at her. My, you know, the Lord is the omniscient one. He knows the hearts of men. He knows their thinking. He knows their thoughts afar off, we read. And so he just simply countered all of what they had in mind, and he threw it out entirely. It said, let him first cast a stone at her, he that's without sin. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And the two of them are left alone again. Why were they convicted in their own conscience? Because they were the guilty parties with this poor victim. No doubt about it. And because being smitten in their own conscience, they went out one by one. They just sneaked out because they were guilty and because the Lord Jesus had openly condemned them now. He knew them and they knew. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord, no man. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go, and sin no more. And then he says, in the background of this dark picture, where evil, wicked men condemn another in the evil and wrong in which they themselves have participated, man is an evil creature, and in order to get his own way, he'll do anything when he's put to the test. The Lord Jesus opens up now against that horrible black background, and yet this woman goes away, set free, saved, because she's had a meeting with the Lord Jesus. And she knows him now as the one who knows her. She knows him now as the one who knows everybody else. And so she's one to him. Neither do I condemn thee. Go, said he, and sin no more. Then he said, the background being so black, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, light that penetrates. Whatsoever reveals is light. And the light of the Lord Jesus, he's the light of the world. Yes, thank God he's the light of the world. Then he still is. Thank God he is the light of the world. He reveals everything because he knows everything. He sees everything. He bears everything, or else this world would have been cast into oblivion long ago, into a lost eternity long ago, as was the antediluvian world, as was the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in the plains, which were burned with fire and brimstone from heaven. I am the light of the world. Notice, there's no darkness in him. He is where there's no darkness. There can be no darkness in his presence. He's the light forever. He was the light before there was a sun or moon or stars, because in the first chapter of Genesis, we read about the creation, and he divided the light from darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day, the first thing he did. When he came back to the earth that had been apparently changed since he had created it in perfection, it now is a mass because of evil forces, undoubtedly. But anyway, be that as it may, he is the light, and he separated the light from the darkness. And the sun and the moon and the stars weren't made until the fourth day, but God was the light of the world at that time, the earth at that time. And again in Revelation we read, after the sun and the moon and the stars have been destroyed, there's no need for the light in the cities, no need for a lamp, no need for a candle, no need for light. For the Lord, the Lamb is the light thereof. The Lord God is the light thereof. So there'll be a light in this world after the sun has ceased to shine. It brings our light now. But the Lord Jesus is the light of the way, to light the way to heaven, friends. Don't miss this. I am the light of the world. In him is no darkness. He reveals to you your guilt, as he did to those men that day, and to that woman too, although he didn't speak to her. He knew what was going on in her heart. She knew she was guilty, but she wasn't trying to get out of it. No, she wasn't trying to blame someone else for it. There's no one can take the guilt that you and I have as our own. We must bear it ourselves, accepting that the Lord Jesus was able to take it all and bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Now he's the light of the world. He's able to give us peace. He's able to shine upon the sacred pages of Holy Scripture and reveal to us that we are guilty, we are lost, and revealed to us also that he has provided through his own death on the cross, the shedding of his own precious blood on the cross, a way of escape, a way of salvation for you and I, whom he has convicted we're guilty before him. Guilty before God, friends, that we are. The whole world become guilty before God, we read in the book of Romans. Let every man be true. Every man be a liar, and God be true. Sin is passed upon all men. death passed upon all men because all have sinned. Yes? But the Lord Jesus put our sins away when he died on the cross then. And now he gives this marvelous light of truth to flood the soul of the saint, the sinner that will trust in Christ. And he'll be illuminated to see that on the cross the Savior paid his debt and set them free if he'll only receive him who is the light of the world. I am, says Jesus, the light of the world. He is the only one who can light the path to heaven, the only one who can light the path to God. I am the light of the world. My friends, have you accepted him as your Savior? Do you know him? Whom to know is life eternal? Do you know your sins forgiven? Has that light ever been revealed to you of the Scriptures? Not any outside light at all, but the light of the Holy Scriptures. For the light, the Word of God is light and truth, and it reveals our need, and also reveals a Savior who can meet that need. Our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, oh, do come to the light, for he is the light of the world. He lights the soul to heaven. Blessed God, we thank thee for the Savior, who is the light of the world, and all who come to him will not abide in darkness. We pray that many will, and we ask thy blessing upon our president, and upon the cabinet, the Congress, and the courts, and all our great land, our great governments, the states, and all of us, in every place, in this wonderful country, and the world around us, Lord, may benefit. We pray in the name, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.